This is Dr. Schneer dictating a six-minute walk test on Kathleen with a K. Christensen. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On A2024, Mrs. Christensen performed the six-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%. Period. The patient walked 485 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation remained at 96% at the end of the study. Period. Empagliflozin impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Alvarado, A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. And this goes to Dr. Bocook. On A2024, Mr. Alvarado performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the knowledge of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was very minimally impaired and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. After bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity normalized period. Paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Paul Buzolich, B-U-Z-O-L-I-C-H. This goes to the VA. On A2024, Mr. Buzolich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was improved effort and forced vital capacity improved, period. Flow rates were unchanged, period. New paragraph, impression, minimal restriction with moderate airways obstruction with improved effort after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 10-12-23. There's been no significant change, period. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Paul Buzolich. This goes to the VA and Dr. McLaren. On A2024, Mr. Buzolich performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. Patient walked 286 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michelle Gehrke, G-E-H-R-K-E. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On A2024, Mrs. Gehrke performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was very minimal airways obstruction at lower lung volumes, which normalized after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction versus improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wanda Casey. This goes to Dr. Hall. On A2024, Mrs. Casey performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 2-6-24. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and William Kennedy. This goes to Connie Hinnant, H-I-N-N-A-N-T, F-N-T. On A2024, Mrs. Kennedy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5-14-24. There's been no significant change period. The air velocity index on the current study was less than 1 and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gail Lippincott. And this goes to Dr. Leavell. And on A2024, Mrs. Lippincott performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of the forced vital capacity without significant change in the flow rates, consistent with an improved effort, period. Although the air velocity index was greater than one, the ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/9/24, there's been no significant change, period, in epigraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improved effort after bronchodilators and no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Franketta, F-R-A-N-K-E-T-T-A. Last name is Payne, P-A-I-N-E. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 8/20/24, Mrs. Payne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 2/20/24. There's been a marked deterioration, probably secondary to poor effort. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Period. Epigraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease versus poor effort, requiring clinical correlation. Thank you.